Chrysanthemum Cliff, the Christmas elf. Now, normally you're the one watching all of the movies. I have watched a couple of movies, and I want to start with one that I wouldn't necessarily recommend, but...
I would say of all the Christmas movies I watch, 70% of them fall into that, but that doesn't mean I love them any less, Heather.
Well, here's the thing. I know that we have a lot of international listeners.
Yes.
So what's up if you're listening from a country other than America? We're very flattered that you choose to practice your English by listening to our little Christmas podcast. So thank Absolutely. You so much. There is a movie on Netflix called Christmas as Usual. It's subtitled. I think it's Norwegian and German options because it was filmed in Frankfurt. Anyway, it's about this girl who gets engaged. She's Norwegian, living in Frankfurt, Germany. She gets engaged to a guy from India. And their cultures, obviously, are very, very different, especially when it comes to Christmas time. Apparently, the extent of his tradition was they count down at midnight on Christmas, and they're like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Merry Christmas. And that's Christmas in India. That's all that they did. And in Norway, it's the opposite side of the spectrum, where there are several days leading up to Christmas of celebrations. And as a half Norwegian American, we lean towards that in my family. And the really interesting thing was, this entire time I'm watching this movie, and she's trying to integrate this man into the new family life unsuccessfully. I'm understanding where the family is coming from, but then I'm realizing that the perspective of the movie is about welcoming people and love and acceptance, not get in line, it's Christmas. Because throughout the whole movie, people just kept saying, well, it's Christmas, as in get on board or get out. This is what we do. It's Christmas. And that's the dynamic that I grew up with. Like, well, I don't care what you want to do. It's Christmas. We do Christmas stuff now. And I just found it to be so interesting because I didn't realize it was a Norwegian thing. But now I'm starting to wonder if it is a Norwegian Scandinavian thing where you throw everything else out the window and you all agree to have an excellent Christmas and don't mess it up, basically.
Interesting. Yeah. So my family is very Scandinavian as well. And I don't know if Christmas is a big deal, especially for like my dad's parents' family. It was always a big thing, and they did do more of a traditional Swedish celebration where like you open your presents the night before and, you know, big dinners and big traditional Swedish food kind of celebrations. So I don't know. That's interesting though. So now you said it's subtitled. Is it dubbed too? Like, can I watch it in English?
Okay. It's subtitled and dubbed. And I usually find the dubbing to be a little challenging because the acting's never as good.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of movies on Netflix that I would really, really like to watch, and I just can't do the dubs, but I also kind of am not a huge fan of movies in a foreign language, so I don't know. There's no good middle bit, so I don't know. I'll have to check that out, though. It sounds good.
Well, the interesting part was seeing all the Norwegian stuff that I grew up with that I haven't seen since childhood.
That's actually the portion of my family that I know the least about. Like I'm kind of like you, where I'm like a third Norwegian, maybe a little more than that. But it's the part of my heritage that I'm least familiar with, unfortunately.
Well, Christmas as Usual. If you're Norwegian, you'll like it. If you're not, don't watch it.
Perfect.
What do you have, Cliff?
You know, this isn't actually what I was going to talk about, but we talked about Your Christmas or Mine a number of episodes ago. It was one of the, probably episode 2 or 3. I watched the sequel to that, and that ended up being very good. So that's on Netflix as well, if you want to check out. Or no, I'm sorry, that's on Amazon Prime, I think. So Your Christmas or Mine 2 was good. I don't think it was as good as the first one, but it was fun. So check that out. I'm actually going to talk about a different Christmas movie. I assume you are familiar with A Christmas Story, right?
Of course.
Yeah, I think everyone's seen that.
You're allowed to do a Christmas podcast if you haven't seen the classics, right?
At least like 75 or 80 times.
That's Christmas podcasting 101. Watch these 85 movies.
Exactly. It's one of my favorites. It's probably my second favorite Christmas movie if I had to like rank things. And so this is very last second. Like, you're going to have to literally get on a plane today. But if you like A Christmas Story as much as me or a lot of other people, you need to go get on a plane and head to Hammond, Indiana, which is a small city in Indiana. It is where the movie was filmed, and they are having a Ralphie and the Gang Come Home reunion in Hammond, Indiana. So this is going to be a big to do with all a bunch of the folks from the movie. So Peter Billingsley, who is Ralphie, is probably the big star. He's going to be there, as well as Scott Schwartz, who played Flick. Ian Petrella, who played Randy Parker, who's Ralphie's brother, that's interesting because, like, he doesn't have any lines, I don't think, in that movie, but that's fine. And then a bunch of people, like, well, the guy who played Schwartz, Artie Robb, is going to be there. And then, like, a bunch of people that were like, hey, I played an elf in this movie, or the guy who played Black Bart in this movie are going to be there. But anyway, they're all going to be there. It's free to the public to attend. I think you have to have like reserve a ticket to see it. But if you are a big fan, there's going to be all sorts of, you know, festivities and games. There's going to be a Mommy's Little Piggy mashed potato eating contest. If you know, that's kind of your thing. That does cost $10, but I think it's totally worth it. They have a bunch of exhibits that are like the animatronic window displays from Macy's from the movie. So it's going to be a to do, but you need to get on a plane. Like, you know, if you hurry, maybe you can make this for the 17th, or if you live in Indiana, like, I mean, honestly, Indiana's not that far from Iowa, Heather. Like, you could just get in a car and drive.
Cliff, it is the 17th of December. We are not doing any more additions. We're just in execution mode right now.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Man, if I lived in Indianapolis, though, I'd think about it.
You know? Absolutely. Yes. Next year, Cliff. Can we do it next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk to you about pacemakers.
I'm going to talk to you about birds.